Hello, my ladies and germs. Welcome back to Gateway to the Gameway. Today's episode, Enter the Gungeon. First talk about this game. It's fun. I always start off with this because that's what I see it as. This game is what takes dungeon crawling to a whole new level. You will usually only see things in dungeon crawlers, weapons, and sometimes guns. Guns shoot bullets at you. But have you ever seen a dungeon crawler where the enemies are bullets themselves? Oops. This game, well, like I said before, is fun, mainly because it takes dungeon crawling to a whole new level. The sole story is gun-based. It's literally, I need to find a golden gun, and basically, like, something like that. But, like, I guess the developers of the game was thinking on its head one day, I'm going to make a game that defies dungeon crawling and does everything a dungeon crawler should not be. And that's what he did with Enter the Gungeon. The pros. The weapons are expansive. There's tons of them around. They're sometimes cleverly named. Not really, I don't know. I need to play the game. But, like I said before, I'm not going to say it's fun. It's because, mainly, also, another pro, the bosses. The bosses are challenging, and not too challenging, where you're going to rage. The patterns are easy to remember, and the bosses are cleverly named. You can get from a bullet of a crown from a bird with Gatling guns. I mean, is that what you're going to... That's what you get with Enter the Gungeon. There's some cons, though. It gets repetitive. I mean, you're going through a maze-like map where it's just kill, 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 boss, kill, kill, kill. It's just kind of like that most of the time. And the maps, they're kind of, for me, they feel, you know, the same. They don't feel different enough. I just kind of see them as a map. I don't see them as a big adventure. And number two, the bosses. I know I said the bosses were pro. That's the good things about the bad things about them. Is they're kind of the same. It's just there's a couple of shots here and there, and then there's a big old row that you have to dodge. That's kind of how I see it. Not everyone probably thinks about that, so bear in mind. You know, I'm not saying this about everyone, but like. Like, seriously. Like, if... I know there's a sequel, Exit the Gungeon, which kind of takes Enter the Gungeon to a side-scroller shooter, which is kind of like, keep the enemies off from where you're going until you get to the top. I mean, I've heard great things about it, but, like, it's kind of the same thing, just minus the dungeon crawling and add side-scrolling. I mean, whether it should be go Enter the Gungeon and exit it again, or like, is that gonna be the next Enter the Gungeon game? Like, I'm not saying that's gonna be a thing, but that's gonna be actually kind of funny. But I mean, like, it just feels the same. Like, I feel like Exit the Gungeon is the same as Enter the Gungeon. Nothing feels different. The enemies are the same, there's the same bosses. I mean, the game's old. Like, seriously, Exit the Gungeon is okay, in my opinion, but like, why wouldn't it be like the original Enter the Gungeon? Why? Like, why does it have to be different? Oh, it's a sequel, doesn't mean it has to be completely different. I know some people think it gets repetitive when you're doing the same thing on a sequel, and that may sometimes make sequels bad, but sometimes it's okay to make sequels the same the way they are. I mean, Roller Coaster Tycoon 2 was sort of like the original game, but it added more stuff. They should have made Enter the Gungeon like the first game, but added more things to that. Like, build a winning platform. Like I said, example, Roller Coaster Tycoon. Roller Coaster Tycoon built upon a winning formula. Why doesn't Exit the Gungeon do that? I mean, like, it's okay to be the same. And add new things. Well, this is the end of my basic rant game review. I'll see you guys next time.